We're going to start off with setting client expectations. This is probably the biggest thing. Every client thinks that we're in Texas. You can go get an independent. You can go get a TRO or temporary injunction against an independent contractor, and you can. But you need to prepare your client ahead of time. If you have oppressive restrictions, if you have nationwide non-compete for a local salesperson, you need to prepare them. Look, we are going to start. All right. Aside from what you can actually get, you need to prepare your clients for counterclaims, too. They're always coming. The best defense to a breach of contract claim is a breach of contract counterclaim. So make sure you know if there's a risk that any of these employees were misclassified, if they're not necessarily at the executive level under the FLSA. Make sure that all commissions and bonuses have been paid. Don't give them a counterclaim, especially one with attorney's fees. And also, Steve just mentioned it, the bond amount. Courts don't really like to set $1,000 or $500 bonds anymore. That used to be the case, but now I was actually in a hearing a few months ago, and they were asking for a shutdown of DFW Airport. And the judge said, well, you know what? That's fine. We'll go ahead and give you a bond for $1 billion. That kind of took care of that. So just be prepared, like Steve said, have a bonding agent ready to go and let your client know, look, we can't roll in and get a $500 bond on this one.